Hey, pretty, I really appreciate the fact that you're trying to be supportive and talk to me, but I really don't want to talk about it. Yeah, she's in need of help, and we're going to figure this out, but we have to pack. We have to get to that Necco, find out what the hell's going on there. I don't know. Everything was so cryptic. I don't even remember half the shit the mermaid said. What's that? Trouble sleeping? Honey, listen here. Last night was a lot like you could say it was like hitting some NyQuil, if you know what I mean. You know, everything that happened. They like to call, well, rather, I actually should call you NyQuil. You gotta, didn't know it came in a stick form. No, I don't want to talk about it. I'd rather talk more about the fact that your cell phone's ringtone or notification is Hanta laughing. It's great. No, I like it. I would say I'm more of a Vaporeon fan. How could you not love a girl who loves a water gun? I like yours, and well, seems I've got my own version. Different modifications to that weapon, eh? No, listen here. No, I know, but it's, what can I say? It's a wonderful way to distract oneself from whatever's ailing them. Yeah, you know, a little touch here, a little touch there. It's a wonderful way to forget all your worries, Hakuna Matata, baby. Yeah, I watch Disney, okay? I'm a huge fan. I love a good cartoon. All right, no, I'm packing. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. We're going to find her. We don't have any proof that she's, I don't want to even talk about that possibility. Frederic is back with the Kitsunes, and they're going to take care of him while we go find her. It's going to be fine. Yeah, it'll be fine. But back to you. Gosh, you're looking good in that sunlight. Have you thought about what you want to change into? I mean, I gotta say, everything since you've come here has been so damn magical. I really thought you were gonna fight me more. I was prepared for it, but the fact that you, well, yeah, I mean, I learned that about you. You wanted to go. You wanted something different. That world you're in, it's so small. It's so, no one understands you there. It's not right for you. It's not a bad world, and they're not bad people, but sometimes we just end up in places that we don't belong. God, you know, this is so heavy. Everything is so heavy. You want to know what's light, darling? Me, like a cloud. You could lift me up and take me up against that, what? No. Okay, fine. Yeah, we do need to talk about what you're going to change into. It's dangerous for you to be a human. You know, the mermaid, the fish bucket, was talking to you about it. And yeah, I like to call a fish bucket a chum. That scaly freaking siren is just, why? Everything is so heavy these days. I don't like this. I brought you here to have a new life, to be stress-free, to be happy, to be in love. You said it. No, I love you too. Jeez. It's so sudden. We've only known each other for, love. No, it's just, it's not something I ever, people like me don't get that. Jesus, now this is getting heavy too. For the love of God. No, I love, That's nice. I'd like to be down now. Ask before you pick me up, though. You know, if you're going to just pick me up and take... Oh. You're right. So, I love you this way. I love you exactly how you look. I mean, I know this place isn't quite big enough. I guess I'm going to have to lift the roof to make it more comfy for you. I'm willing to do that. There's ways to work around this height difference. But I know it's dangerous for you, and I wouldn't want something. God, if something happened to you too. Heavy. Everything is so heavy. Okay. Why has it got to be so heavy? Linkin Park? You don't know the song? Oh, you should listen to the song. I mean, maybe not now. It's kind of depressing, but it's really good. Anywho. Yes, I like Linkin Park. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Like, my parents were. You know, that actually leads me to something else. We got to go to that human world to find that Neko. And we can find the Kitsune. And I've never changed into anything before, after. I could change into a human. No, stop. Let me talk, okay? I could change into a human. No, I know you don't like that world, but we don't have to stay in that city. You know? Savannah's nice and everything, but we could go someplace bigger. Like, what about Paris? I hear Paris is great. What about New York, you know? Go to the stomping grounds of my parents and, you know, there's this really, really place, beautiful area, you know, out in, they call it California in Hollywood. It's really expensive, but we'll figure it out. What we could go, we could do, we could live whatever life we wanted to. We could see the world together. It'd be wonderful. We can put all this behind us. We can find Amalthea. We can. That's not fair. I'm not running from anything. If I was running for something, I'd be running towards you into those arms and wrapping these legs around. Fine. Okay. Fine. No. It's not my fault. That voice of yours, it's so, so nice. It is like, it's just like listening to the most spine-tingling sensation. Audio form version of it. Your voice just does nothing but send a nice rapturous down. What? Fine. Okay. All right. No. I figured giving you they're not just compliments. I'm just telling you the truth, okay? I'm speaking facts like a scientist. You describe a dog with four legs and a tail and those ears and you. Oh, pretty. I defined you as absolutely everything. Fine. Okay. Well, no, we don't have to decide right now, but you're a human closer. No, yeah, I got some more for you. Your style choices weren't the best. Yeah, tailored. Doesn't it look great? I know how to do more than just cooking well. Vacuum like a Hoover on a nice big juicy stick. What? Sticks get dirty. Sometimes you gotta take that machine head of a. All right. No, Well, let's go. Let's go to the. Well, no, I'm not happy going back to where you're from. You could choose to stay there. Say you had amnesia or you got kidnapped, which happens. And you could stay and not come back. But I know you being here puts you in more danger. So. All right. I'm willing to go and just pray that you come back with me. Or I'll have to drag you back. That'll be interesting. Goblin's kiss won't work, but I do know how to make what? Well, what can I say, honey? Gotta knock out a knockout. Really? No one's ever told you that you are the most handsome thing ever? How the hell did everybody pass on you? You're absolutely amazing. I love your frame. Well, beauty standards is bullshit. It's based off of what is considered rich at the time. There goes your phone again, Genga. Who's on there? Is it a girl? Is it? Oh. Well, I imagine you want to talk to your family and let them know that you're okay. Oh, that's sweet. I'd say tell them I said hi, but wait, you told them about me? Oh, darling. What? That's really sweet. That's really sweet you told them about me, but yeah. I gotta admit, you have the chance to get away, and that's terrifying, but it's either deal with that and deal with the fact that there's a friend in need that could probably really use my help. And I got to do whatever I can for her. So away we go, right? Allons-y and all that good shit. Doctor Who, oh my God. You call yourself a geek and you don't know Doctor Who. Allons-y. David Tennant, the best. The best. The best. Doctor. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, you got your 20-sided die? What? Yeah, I got to roll a stealth check. We'll see if you know how to get out of this forest. No, don't really fucking roll. Oh, my God. You're so fucking cute. Come here. I'll never get over you picking me up like that for sweet little kisses. It looks like the one that I trapped was exactly the right one. Okay, well, let's get this show on the road. Tomorrow, we go to that Necco. Tomorrow, we find out exactly what is going to happen to Amalthean. Well, no, I don't know that, but got hope. You're the only thing that's ever given me hope. For the future, for really anything that could ever happen in my life, that'd be good. And if I get to look at your pretty eyes every morning, then that means that maybe I have a chance. I have a chance at being able to help someone else. It's, you know, big powers require big responsibility or some bullshit. Oh, now you're the one correcting me on the comic books. Great. Well, I'm glad to see you catching up pretty. Well, no. How about you take those nice buns and head out there? No, I prefer walking behind you. No? You don't know the way? Well, how about I guide you, but I stay back here? What? Well, I can't lie. I happen to like the look up, if you know what I mean. How's it hanging, buddy? Oh, your buns. Really, Gengar again. Good to know. Well, it's nice that you have such a great family. Yeah. What? No, I look at you as family, too. Jesus Christ. The fucking sun's going down, and, well, if we're going to stay here for another night, we've got to plan on a completely different thing to do. Oh, I'm down for... No, you're right. You're right. Go find our foxy friend and then get on our way. Alrighty, buddy. Let's go. Mwah. Yeah. Now you can say you've had a goblin kiss your ass. Hey, guys. Hi. This is part 4. We're back with Rise of Renzor, which we'll be doing for 1 to 2 weeks. I might do 1 week on, 1 week off, just so we can get some other stories because you guys have some other ideas, and it gives me some time to work on the wiki so that you got anyone who's like wants to get caught up, or you guys, we're also going to put fan theory section on there. So if you guys have a theory, you can leave them in the comments below. I can add them there. You can post them on Discord. We'll add them there. So on and so forth. So you guys can kind of theorize of what's going to happen. It's been crazy on Discord that you guys have been doing that, and hella fun. Absolutely loving it. So I'm stupidly excited. As always, there are spicier versions of all of the stories that I have personally written, not the ones that if it says script by and not my name, then sadly there's not a spicier version. And if you guys are on Reddit, feel free to follow me on Reddit because I'll be doing some super spicy stuff over there. There's a guy named Space Cowboy, Trev, and he also writes some really, really good scripts. So I'm going to be filling some of those, and they absolutely cannot be posted here. So check them out, guys. I will talk to you soon. Later. Bye.